Hey there. Welcome to Two Travel Dads Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Chris.
And today we are talking to you about one of our favorite things in Florida. We've been talking a lot about Florida, but one of the best things about Florida is the really amazing, or are the really amazing, freshwater springs. Do you love them?
Oh, I think they're beautiful. I don't know if we align on the them being the number one thing in Florida. However, they're amazing.
We'll get to that.
Super beautiful.
Well, or we can conquer that right now. What do you think is the best thing about going to Florida?
Oh, the beach. Oh,
okay, never mind.
Yeah, I just like to swim in the ocean.
Well, I mean, the beach is the best, yes. Yeah. But if you can't go to the beach, this is the next best thing.
Yes, if you can't go to the beach, check out the springs.
Yeah. So anyways, we are going to work our way from the kind of northwestern corner down to the, northeastern corner down to the southwestern kind of side of the Gulf Coast, talking about some of the many springs that we've visited and our favorites and why each is awesome in its own way. Know that there's over 1,000 freshwater springs in Florida, so we're definitely not going to talk about all of them. In fact, I think we'll probably only hit maybe 10.
But that's still a lot.
That is still a lot. And you can make an entire road trip just based off of visiting springs. And there is one spring we'll talk about that is at the heart of some really awful political activity. Hmm. Yeah. I don't think you know about this. Oh my gosh, it's intense. Like, anyways, so let's start with, let's just ask. Chris, what is your favorite of all the Florida springs that you've gotten to visit? So thinking about the many different trips we've taken, everything from Rainbow Springs to Blue Springs, De Leon Springs.
Which is the one that was by that really amazing old sugar mill?
That was De Leon Springs.
I like De Leon Springs.
Named after Ponce de Leon.
Well, that makes sense. I remember the old sugar mill.
Well, then why don't we start there? Because that's in our first region that we're going to talk about.
Oh, is it?
Good. Yeah. So the first area that we're going to talk about is the stuff that's accessible from North Florida, from the North Florida coast, like Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Daytona Beach. And the first spring is De Leon Springs. So it is pretty cool. And you just heard Chris mention the sugar mill. Do you want to say what that is?
Yeah, it's a really great breakfast spot that when you go in, and you get your table, it's not a standard table. It's actually, there's a griddle in the middle. And
there's a griddle in the middle.
That rhymes. Oliver or Elliot would love that. So one of my friends was like, "What? You actually have to make your own pancakes?" Yes, it's awesome.
It's like the self checkout stand at Safeway.
Yeah, but much better because you get to pick your batter, you get to pick your ingredients in terms of like you want blueberries, chocolate chips, whatever. And if you want eggs or scrambled eggs, whatever, they'll bring you your eggs. So you can just make everything how you want it done on the griddle. And I thought that was awesome. Super fun. Slightly maybe dangerous for the kids. Like, don't touch the middle of the table.
Yeah.
but I still thought it was amazing.
There is an element of danger. But, yeah, it is super cool. And I love that we're starting talking about springs, about talking about breakfast.
Well, it's how you get your day started.
It is correct. In fact, when we were there, that is how we started. We went and we made pancakes before we visited the springs. So, yeah. So, De Leon Springs, it is outside the town of DeLand, Florida, or DeLand. I think it's actually said DeLand. It's about 30 minutes west of Daytona Beach. So it's totally something that you can tack onto a beach vacation. And the highlight of the springs itself, so the springs are there and you can swim in them, you know, jump in. And it is really cool. It's like an open-faced cave. And you can see the limestone and the water literally just gushing out. And there's some nice little waterfalls flowing from the springs down to the river. But then De Leon Springs has eco-tours. So they've got naturalists. I was going to say naturists.
Not quite.
But you know what? It's Florida. I'm sure there's naturists close by. So they've got naturalists who take you out on the river to teach you about the springs and everything that there is in the river. And while we were there, we saw manatee. We saw tons of birds of different sorts. There were alligators and turtles.
I don't know that I saw alligators while I was swimming, so that was nice.
Well, no, not while you're swimming, but I have pictures of alligators from the boat when we did our eco tour.
So that part's cool. I'm just like thinking people are listening and wondering like, oh my gosh, am I going to like go swimming in this spring, like next to alligators? Or what is that going to be like?
Here's our safety disclaimer that is just like a canvas across this whole episode. Any of the Florida springs could have alligators swimming towards them. So just consider before you jump into the water at any of the springs, know that there's alligators that live in the rivers that are fed by the springs. Is that a good enough safety disclaimer?
That's a great safety disclaimer. But what I will say is that, like, as we went swimming, we weren't the only people swimming. So there's a lot of people around. So if you're going to like a highly populated area, it's highly unlikely that there's going to be alligators right there. But just wanted people to know, as they're visualizing the experience as we're talking about it, that you're not really going to experience alligators.
Yeah,
there.
And now actually I have this really cool image in my head of a spring, which is beautiful. It's got that beautiful turquoise water. And then alligators just kind of at the bubbling mouth of it, and people trying to go swimming, and alligators kind of guarding it. And
yeah. Well, Bob talked about the water being turquoise, but I guess what's really great is that not only is it turquoise, it is just completely clear. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see the bottom, which is several feet deep. And so you can quickly see if there's an alligator that you need to be wary of.
Yeah.
There won't be.
Yeah. So some of the springs we're talking about, they go as deep as like 80 feet in visibility. But because the water is so clear, it looks like it's 10, 15 feet at the most. So it's kind of crazy, misleading. Some of these are ones that you can actually scuba into. But we haven't done that, so I'm not going to give any advice there. But yeah. Anyway, so Ponce de Leon Springs State Park. Pretty cool. It's got the old sugar mill for making pancakes on the table. They've got eco tours. They've got manatees if you're there at the right moment. Moving on from there is my favorite spring, and it is pretty close. It's in the city of Orange, and that is Blue Springs State Park. So if you Google Blue Springs, you're going to find something in Missouri. But Blue Spring is the state park where literally in the winter months, hundreds of manatees pull in. They've got the manatees have their own Facebook page because there are so many of them, and it's awesome. I'm trying to think about where to even start with that. I got to go paddleboarding there without everybody else, and that was one of the most special wildlife encounters I've ever had. Went out with Paddleboard Orlando, which it's about an hour from Orlando, but that's okay. They make the journey because it's so cool. But yeah, you hop in your paddleboard and you kind of paddle up the St. John's River against the current, which is a really intense workout, and you really have to have good balance, but whatever, it's worth it. And then you don't get to go in towards the spring. You have to stay out at the mouth because there are so many manatees that, they block it off from, what do you call some equestrians? Somebody who's a pedestrian but in the water.
Oh, a swimmer.
A swimmer, but I feel like it should have its own name.
Yeah, I think it's a swimmer.
Okay. So they block it off from swimmers or kayakers, paddleboarders, anybody like that.
People.
Humans. But you can kind of hang out at the mouth of the springs where it meets up with the St. John's River. And the manatees, they know that people are there and they're really curious. And they like to come up and kind of bump your paddleboard, and they hang out. And they want to be with humans. And it's really kind of funny. But it's awesome. And, you know, you don't touch them if you happen to, like, have your hand dangling in the water and they come by, because they will come by and they'll just kind of rub on it. Then great. That's how you pet a manatee. But you're not supposed to intentionally touch them.
Yeah, that's
true. It's really cool and really special. And they have really bad breath, but it's really cute because they blow bubbles and bubble kisses at you. It's adorable.
What I think is...
There's pictures on the show notes page.
I think what's great too is, like, because at Blue Spring, even if there's not the manatees, again, it's another place where you can go swimming. And what's cool about the springs is their constant temperature, right? So even at Blue Springs, it provides like a constant water temperature of about like 72 degrees.
And that's why the manatees are there in the winter.
That's why the manatees love them in the winter. But that's also why it's great to just be able to go swim there. I know we did that and stuff with the kids, and had a really great time and stuff in the water. Manatees weren't there at the time, but it was still a lot of fun to be able to take a little trip to the springs. It's like you're in a beautiful jungle, right? The colors are just so amazing.
Yeah, Blue Springs State Park's really cool because it has this elevated boardwalk that goes through a palm jungle. So it's almost like you're walking through this long treehouse hallway. The spring itself is so deep and gorgeous that when you get to the end of the trail, you kind of want to jump off the tall boardwalk into it, but you shouldn't because that's dangerous. But you can still when it's open to swimming, you can swim all the way to the headwaters, and it's really super cool. And that is very similar to some of the other springs that we've gotten to visit. Another one that I did without the family was Wakiwa Springs, and that is closer to Orlando, so it's about a half an hour outside of Orlando. And it is, if you jump on Instagram and search for King's Landing, you'll either get Dubrovnik from Game of Thrones stuff, or you'll get this really amazing turquoise-watered tropical jungle in the middle of Florida. And that's Rock Springs and Wakiwa Springs. So the Wakiwa River flows out of there. And so we were talking about alligators. That is actually kind of a fun and interestingly nerve-wracking place, because when you are paddleboarding in the Wakiwa River, there are gators all around you. And might not be the most kid-friendly of destinations if you want to be on the water, but as an adult with good balance, I thought it was the coolest. But yeah, Chris has no feedback.
I would love to go paddleboarding, but...
Oh, and you know what? There was the big spiders there too.
Yuck. Not interested in those whatsoever.
Yeah, so the big spiders are golden silk spiders, and they're all along the shores, and they're amazing. But that is not what we're talking about today. We should have a whole podcast episode about spiders. I would love that. Anyways, so the other springs is right there is Rock Springs. You need to either rent a paddleboard or book a tour to go and visit that, because it's deep in the jungle. But definitely, it's one of those Florida bucket list places. So let's kind of bounce over to the coast. Where do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Rainbow Springs or Homo Sassa Springs?
I was thinking about that, and I remember Homo Sassa as being a very interesting place.
It was not what I was expecting.
Well, because it's a little bit more than just the springs, right?
Yeah, so Homo Sassa Springs used to be one of the Florida state attraction parks. Instead of just a state park, it was an attraction park. And now it's got a zoo, kind of. So there's the Homo Sassa Springs, but then it has a Florida native wildlife park where they have, you know, living species of all kinds of different animals that are found in Florida, from the Florida panther to spoonbills, alligators. They actually have a manatee paddock, and that's where, when there's a manatee that gets injured, because that's actually a big problem in Florida, is boaters injuring manatees with their propellers or hitting them with their boats. When they have to help a manatee, they try to get them to the treatment center at Homo Sassa Springs. So it's this kind of weird thing at the, like, just built off the river where it almost looks like locks, like the boats would go through, but it's for manatees.
Yeah. And I think they also have hippos there too, right?
They're, oh gosh, what's the hippo's name?
Hippo program.
I feel like the hippo who's been there has been there for like 50 or 60 years. Maybe Lucy or Lou. Ooh, that's worth Googling real quick. But yeah, it's the weird, random animal that doesn't really belong at Homo Sassa Springs, but has been there for so long that, they keep her. So, Lucy is the name, or Lou, of that hippo. Good times.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up and reminding me of that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime.
One other little highlight about Homo Sassa Springs State Park is it's actually got an underwater viewing room directly over the headwater spring. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so like when you first enter the park, you can either go to the right, and that will take you, you know, along the river and like into the zoo part, or you can go to the left, and that's where there is this weird floating building, and you walk downstairs to this room, and it's like you are inside an aquarium.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't remember that.
Nope.
But that's okay. So yeah, that's Homo Sassa Springs. It's not one you can swim at, so...
There's boating tours. I mean, there's just a lot of activity there.
Yeah, it's a crazy spot.
More of an attraction.
Yeah, but one you can swim at that is pretty close by, it's about 45 minutes away from there, is Rainbow Springs State Park. And for the longest time, I thought that was the prettiest place I've ever been until I went to Blue Springs. But... Rainbow Springs, in the Rainbow River, there are gators year-round, so that is one where they do have signs everywhere that warns you about gators. But Rainbow Springs used to be another one of the Florida state attraction parks. So they had a zoo there, but now it's actually zoo ruins, which is kind of creepy and cool. And they have waterfalls that are man-made. And then there's the whole swimming area.
Out of all of these springs, for me, it's like swimming is just really amazing because the water is just so clear and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. And so Blue Springs.
I can swim in all of them.
Or not Blue Springs.
I'm at Homosassa.
No, we're at Rainbow. Rainbow Springs.
That's no, I said I could swim at all of the springs except for Homosassa.
Yeah. Well, so with Rainbow Springs, they actually have swimming platforms. So when you want to jump in the water, you actually do get to jump directly into the spring area. So it looks magical when you jump in. It feels magical when you look down the river because of the different like algae on the banks and the colors of the water. It is rainbow colored all the way down the river. So it's beautiful on its own, whether you're a swimmer or not.
Yeah.
One that we didn't get to go to that's also right there, we drove past it, but we didn't go in, was Weekiwachi Springs. And
say that 10 times fast.
No. No, but it's really funny because I had Oliver try and say it, and he stumbled. But Weekiwachi Springs is where they've got real live mermaids. So since the 60s, they've done mermaid shows at the Weekiwachi Springs. So they've got underwater viewing there, just like at Homosassa, only it's much, much bigger. And they have mermaids who do shows, and they do like synchronized swimming, and it's pretty cool. And it's hilarious. And
but we didn't do that, did we?
No, we didn't do that. Yeah. But now that like I learned about it, I wish that we would have, because number one, the kids would have thought it was hilarious or awesome.
Yeah, they would have loved it.
But I think I just would have laughed the whole time, and I would have enjoyed it very much.
It would have been like that place that we went to in Colorado.
Oh no. Like Casa Bonita?
Yeah, La Casa Bonita.
No,
you
I think
Google
it's
that. Yeah. Find out what it is.
Oh, that's something for a different episode too. No, I don't think it's like Casa Bonita. I think it's actually cool, and because it is vintage Florida, they make sure that it stays cool. We'll have to find out. But moving right along, there really are so many springs that you gotta just kind of like bounce from spring to spring on a day. The next one that I want to talk about, because it was a really special time for all of us, was Crystal River and Crystal Springs. So Crystal River, Florida is its own town. And that's actually, if you want to go swimming with the manatees, that is where you can do it. And it is sanctioned, and they've got guidelines and trained guides. So we got to go out. We stayed at the plantation at Crystal River. So that's, you know, big hotel, and their big thing is golf and manatees. So what did you think about? I mean, we were there. We weren't the first boat of the day, so the water had gotten kind of murky from propellers. But did you think that is something you would want to do again, the whole swimming with manatees? Or did you feel like we were intruding or not?
I do feel like we were intruding. Like, we knew that they were there, and so we were taking advantage of that experience to go swim with the manatees. But while you're also still in the water, you have a responsibility to keep your bubble and not approach the manatees and follow the rules and guidelines. So at the same time, yes, I feel like we were encroaching on their space. You can also do it in a respectful way.
Yeah, and actually now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember when before we went out, so we had wetsuits and everything going out bright and early in the morning, and even in Florida, the morning's cold. We had to watch a safety video and go through a safety instruction that included talking about not reaching out to touch the manatees.
Well, of course not. Don't do that.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's like a no-brainer.
If they want to swim by you and they want to pet you, that's okay.
Yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're all like beings on this planet, so we can all be here. And but also at the same time, you have to respect their space.
But that's Crystal Springs. So Crystal Springs, it is a pretty cool spot, and it's a really cool experience to get to be in the water with, you know, snorkel mask and everything, just watching the manatees swim around. If you're going to do it, we totally recommend being there first thing in the morning and being one of those first groups before all the boats have come through and started stirring up the river bottom, because then the water gets murky and you can't see quite as well.
Yeah.
But it's definitely another Florida bucket list sort of spot. And then really close to there is also the Three Sisters Springs Refuge, which is another kind of haven for manatees. You can't get in the water there because it is really a strictly designated refuge, but it's another great spot to go and just observe. So same area, not difficult to add on. The most recent spring we went to, and then we're going to talk about our the controversial spring. The most recent spring we went to was Silver Springs. That was really interesting because it is so extremely built up. It's actually, I was surprised to learn that that is where they've done a ton of underwater filming for everything from
a James Bond movie or
James
something?
James Bond, Creature from the Black Lagoon, is that what it's called?
I think so.
Like that really old horror movie.
Yeah, not Swamp Thing, it was Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of movies had been filmed there, and there's actually still film props underwater. So when you go on the tour, they have glass-bottom boats that take you all around Silver Springs. There's, somewhere around 100 springs,
there's a lot.
Just in that one area, because basically, it's wherever the aquifer can bubble up through the limestone. So right there, and like specifically, as you're going along, you just bounce from spring to spring, and each one is kind of different, and there's just fish and turtles and movie props underwater.
Oh, there's also gators.
And there were alligators too, of course, because like we said, there's always going to be gators, even if you don't see them. So that was it. Or I called that Crystal Springs, didn't I?
No, you called it Silver Springs.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yep, so Silver Springs. Right. Yeah. And that one is kind of right smack between Rainbow Springs and then the coast. So it's right outside of Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff to do there. I mean, we did the glass bottom boat tour, which they're on these cool... I think that they're kind of like a Willy Wonka boat.
They totally look like Willy Wonka boats.
They're really cool. And it's a really nice long tour. But I think, as Bob mentioned, you can do kayaks. There are also like different animal exhibits there. Lots of like hiking trails. You can walk around the spring, like a wilderness trail. There's like a petting zoo.
I think there was also movie sets that weren't underwater.
Probably. So lots of different things to do. They've got, some rides there, eating stuff on site. So you can really spend like almost a full day there.
Yeah, it's funny because as you walk up to Silver Spring State Park at the entrance, he pulled up that. At first I thought that was a Disneyland map.
Oh, it's not a Disneyland map.
I haven't actually seen that map of Silver Springs. Okay, check the show notes for this because this is actually really cool. It looks just like a vintage Disneyland map with Rivers of America, only at Silver Spring State Park. What was I going to say?
I have no idea.
Oh, when you walk up, it looks like Disneyland because you have to go through, that pavilion and there's ticket booths and stuff? Never mind.
I didn't get to go to Disneyland like back in the 80s.
Okay, well, it's like Disneyland today.
Oh.
Oh, maybe not. Never mind. Ignore me. The last spring that I want to talk about that is worth visiting is Ginny Springs, which we haven't gotten to go there. But our good buddy Angie from Angie Way, that's their camping spot. But the reason I want to talk about it, even though we haven't been there, is because it is at the heart of political controversy right now.
Ginny Springs, like G-I-N-N-Y?
G-I-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
Ginny. So do you know why it is controversial right now?
Not at all.
Nestle wants to bottle water from it.
Ridiculous.
Right? So right now it's been kind of held up in courts and with petitions and protests and stuff. But they want to use Ginny Springs, which is this really awesome natural area, but it is privately owned. They want to turn that into a water bottling facility for Nestle, which is ridiculous because it's very limited who actually needs bottled water here in America. And there are other places
that can be done. That's it.
Yeah, like it's basically it. Yeah. So
there's other places like that.
Yeah. So, but with that, there's tons of wildlife that would be impacted and the local economy as far as tourism. All the local businesses who rely on the thousands of people who go camping and vacationing to Ginny Springs each year, it would all be impacted. So it is currently, and this is 2019 that we're recording this, it's currently at the heart of huge internal Florida political debate. And, Florida gets a bad rap for lots of reasons. One of them is not caring too much about the environment, which is ironic. Yeah, there is. But, that's what Florida's best feature is the environment all over. So Ginny Springs right now, hot topic. So Anyways, I just wanted to make sure we talked about that because it's something that people should know about, especially if they're traveling around Florida and want a fun place to go camping and a place that might not be there forever. So, was there anything else that you wanted to call out about visiting Springs? Any special tips you have? Or
no, just make sure you bring a swimsuit when you go and a towel because you really want to jump in that water because it's super warm, it's super clear and beautiful, and it's a great experience.
Yeah, and so if you're from Florida, you probably think that the water is not that warm and you think people are crazy when they're swimming in there in January. I jumped into Wekiwa Springs on January 31st last year. And
it wasn't a polar plunge?
It was not a polar plunge. It was absolutely amazing because it was still like 75 degrees out and the water was like 72. It was not shocking. It felt awesome. And I just celebrated the fact that I was swimming in January. So anyways, so yeah, bring swimsuits, whatever time of year you're going. It is not bad. Make sure you pay attention to signs regarding watching for alligators and watching for manatees. And if it says it's closed because of manatees, obey that. Ooh, the other thing, something you'll find in a lot of Florida rivers is the Florida gar. Do you remember seeing all the gar? They're like 4 or 5 foot long fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they look like these huge floating sticks. And if you're not sure what they are, they look kind of creepy. But they are just these pretty harmless fish that are just all through the rivers and just hanging out. So watch for them. They're fun to photograph and see. So yeah, good times. Well, that's about it for what we want to share about the Florida Springs. It's a great way to make a little road trip. We've got a great blog post about it, so check that out. It's linked in the show notes. If you get any questions, make sure that you... What?
Well, sorry, I was just remembering one last thing about the area around the springs, and I think it was around Crystal River.
Mm-hmm.
And another really great spot to have breakfast. do you remember that really great little restaurant they went to? It was like a Grandma's Cafe or Granny's Country Cooking Restaurant.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, I think that's like what it was. Because we were around like Crystal River, and we were trying to find a really good local place to have breakfast. And I think I found that place. And it was like right there on the corner, Granny's Restaurant in Crystal River.
Granny's Restaurant?
Granny's Restaurant. It was just like right on the corner. Highly recommend that you check it out. I think I had really good biscuits and gravy there.
So that's how we'll finish talking about Springs, is go find the biscuits and gravy at Granny's Restaurant in Crystal River.
Yeah, that was it. Granny's.
Good job. So, yeah, when we do stuff, Chris's job is to find us food. My job is to find us fun. So,
well, food is fun.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Anyways, thanks for listening. If you get any questions, send us a message or leave us a comment. We will be happy to help you out or answer your question. And in the meantime, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
See you guys.
Two Travel Dads podcast is written by Rob and Chris Taylor and produced by Rob Taylor in Suquamish, Washington. If you would like to be a guest on the Two Travel Dads podcast or would like to sponsor it, go ahead and visit us at bit.ly/2TDwork.